show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. From our studio at the Peterson Museum in Hollywood, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome to The Drive. I am not at the Peterson Museum. I normally am, but today I'm in Las Vegas for Barrett Jackson. That's right, Las Vegas. They do them at Reno Hot August Nights. They do them in Scottsdale. That is the big one. And they do it at Palm Beach, Florida. And I'm sure there's more in the scheduling pipeline. Sitting here with me is Joe Petrella from RPM, Rare Performance Motor Cars. He's also Joe the Hat on Discovery Channel's Lords of the Car Hordes. And he is a car guy extraordinaire. I have worked with him before. He's an extremely honest guy from New York, which I know is unusual.
That's almost like an oxymoron.
I'm playing with you. But you are, you're good at what you do, brother. I've been watching you for years, and you you have like, what, 21 cars? And
21 cars,
vehicles,
yeah.
A couple of boats.
Yeah, a couple of boats in the mix. Yeah.
And have you bought anything yet?
Yeah, I bought three.
Three us. Okay, we'll talk about that as we go. On the line with us is a new addition to our show that you will hear, and I will say this every week, because if he is not on, off with the little dangling participles, which that isn't actually what I didn't really say anything there, but everybody knows what I mean. Chris Duke from Motors TV, Motors, MORTORZ.TV, 6 years on the air now and over 100 million homes. He has a how-to show, how to upgrade your automobile. If you've heard us talk about SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show, Chris's show is how to upgrade whatever you're driving. And I know he's working on a Jeep right now that I saw, and I was like, my mouth was watering. I mean, when it's done right, when somebody upfits a vehicle right with just cool stuff, it's like, if you like the vehicle to begin with, you're going to like it all the better after somebody's put the bigger wheels and tires and the running boards and the different things. Chris Duke, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Alan, how you doing? And you got my neighbor there, my ex-neighbor.
I know. Is that hilarious?
That is funny. Yeah, I lived right around the corner from him, and when I was living in San Diego, you know, and I used to see his motors F-150 drive by with the big logo on the side,
right?
And I'd always have hot rods in the driveway, or sometimes my car.
How did you guys not like hook up and become pals? It's like both you guys are like ultimate car guys.
I know. We just always be coming and going, and I think daughter and one of his kids are about the same age. They were in the same elementary school.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Crazy,
yeah.
Literally. Around the corner.
And around then the corner.
Yeah, then I saw him on your Facebook page, Alan, and we started talking. It's like, oh my God, really?
That's funny.
Yeah. Funny, but.
Listen, I saw the red Jeep that you have been working on, and it was a mouth-watering delight. And yeah. When I got into the vehicle for just a matter of moments, I thought I could do this. I mean, this is really nice. Hats off to Jeep, the entire brand, for making such a nice vehicle with the Sahara. I think, was it a Sahara edition he had, the four-door Jeep?
Yes.
That you guys are working on?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, Brian Ohausen. It's his Jeep, and he sold his Lightning, his F-150 Lightning, to get this for the sole purpose of, well, he wanted a Jeep anyway, but the sole purpose of upgrading it through the show. And man, we have done so much to that thing, and in the coming weeks before the SEMA show, we've got a supercharger, we've got the supercharger from Procharger, and the catskin leather interior, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going into this vehicle. But the one thing that you saw when you were here that we had just finished is these really cool LED HID projector headlights. So that's something I want to talk about today too.
All right, well, hold tight. Let's take a little break here. I got to pay some bills. We'll come back and find out what you're doing to this Jeep and how people can find you. Of course, it's very simple. And we're also going to add a female voice. Muffy Bennett is here from Barrett Jackson. And this hour of the show is going to be a lot of fun, so stay with us. Motors, MOTORZ. .TV. You can find Chris Duke. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Well, you're listening to The Drive. Welcome aboard. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Don't forget about the Craftsman Club, too. There's over 18 million members. You should be one. Chris Duke and I are members. We need to get Joe Petrella to become a member. I know that you've probably got some Craftsman tools in your truck there somewhere.
I got, you know what, Alan? I got the first set of Craftsman wrenches that I got when I was 11 years old. I got the complete set.
Really?
Quarter inch up to three quarter in a case that my dad gave me when I was 11. I think I was 12 years old. I was in sixth grade. I still have that. I still have the original toolbox that it came in, the little Craftsman gray metal toolbox. I've never gotten rid of it.
Unsolicited commercial. Thank you for that. I'll have to send an extra bill to Craftsman for that.
I've had them since I was a kid. I've had them since my... And they're in the top drawer of my toolbox, and they still get used.
That's great.
I swear to God.
Muffy Bennett is here from Barrett Jackson. Real quick, I'll get back to Chris in just a moment. Chris, hang with us. Chris Duke from Motors TV. Craftsman tools?
Well, let's just say that I need to upgrade from my high heel I've been using as a hammer and the quarter I've been using as a flathead screwdriver for years. I'm kidding. Yes, I do. That's one of the things my husband, Gary Bennett, who's the vice president of Barrett Jackson, likes about me. When I moved in, I had a whole set of tools, and majority of which were Craftsman.
That's wonderful to hear.
He said, you don't own an iron, but boy, you got some tools.
Yes,
That's a keeper.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
She's a keeper. She's got tools.
That's it.
Just don't trade me in for two 20-year-olds.
No, I don't think that would happen. Back over to Chris Duke here, Motors TV, upgrading a Jeep, which is the current vehicle being upgraded on Motors TV right now. And I was over there, and the one thing that he showed me when I was there were these HID headlights, Chris. I fell in love with this. I mean, and it works on a Jeep. You know, when you got this crazy-looking, big, jacked-up Jeep, and all of a sudden the headlights are shining red into your eyes, you're like, what? What is going on there? And then they turn blue, and then they turn green. It's like, this was cool. So what brand product is this, Chris?
They're called HID projectors, and the website is HIDprojectors.com. Kind of a generic sounding name, but that's what it is. And you know what, the really cool thing, I mean, you know, when I see other vehicles driving down the road or at the SEMA show, the past few years I've seen, you've probably seen them too, vehicles sitting out there, and they've got those LED halos around them that are really cool. And what this company has done is they've taken it to a whole new level. And these housings are 7-inch housings that work great for the Jeep Wrangler, the old Bronco, and some other things like the older Mustang and Camaros. But it's a standard round headlight, and what they've done is they've put an HID projector inside of it that does your normal driving lights as well as your brights, but they also have put in three LED halos into this thing, and most of these lights that you see just have a single halo, and also single colors like red, white, blue, green, amber. Those are the typical colors that you see. Now what they've done, and if you go to their website, they don't even have these out yet. Motors is one of the first project vehicles, our Jeep here, is to get this, and what you can do with these halos is you can change them to any color you want. There's this free app that you can get on iOS and Android. You can go check it out. It's called the LED Magic Color, so you can go to like the App Store and search for this thing and take a look at it. And there's this this color wheel or whatever. You just take your finger and move it around on the screen, and this is, you know, all Wi-Fi, all wireless. So you could do this from, you know, several feet away. I don't know what the distance is, but you can really awe people with this. And then they also have this thing behind the HID projector. They call it the Devil Eye, and it's comes in two different colors, red or blue.
And I like the
there.
Devil
that's,
Eye.
That's
devil
what
the
you
stink
saw.
Eye.
Yeah, the devil.
Yeah.
And it glows. And I know Brian loves to just leave it on when he's at the store, you know, and picking up some groceries or whatever. He leaves these things on, and so the Jeep is sitting there in the parking lot, and these little beady eyes are just kind of glowing at you. And
yeah.
You know, they're low power, so you can leave them on for a while, and you don't have to worry about your battery going dead on you. But these things are really innovative, and if you're a guy like me that sees, you know, vehicles driving down the road, and, you know, I was a sucker for, like, the blue headlight bulbs and stuff, it's like, and the HID, you know, upgrade kits and things like that. Like, these are just they're super cool, and it's part of the whole connected car thing that you and I keep talking about, Alan, with the smartphone meeting the vehicle and the different things that you can do with it.
You know, it's funny. I'm just getting ready to post it on my Facebook page, and Muffy says to me, "I have a set of these. Maybe not this exact same thing. What vehicle did you say you have on? An H2?
No, heck no. Go big or go home. I have an H1 military Hummer. Her name is Bertha, and you know, I'm afraid. I just realized that they're only the single halo. So
yeah,
we need to upgrade my girl.
You got a project after this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna with my Craftsman tools. No longer my penny. And
speaking of that, how much time did it take to put them in? How hard are they to install, Chris?
Well, you know, we took a full day to put them in, but we also had to film it. And so basically our rule of thumb is that whatever it takes somebody to install, it usually takes us 2 to 3 times longer. So it's not that hard. It comes with all the wiring harnesses and so forth. You need to splice into, you know, your factory wiring and so forth and hide the little Wi-Fi module and the ballast for the HIDs. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, anybody probably could maybe an hour to an hour and a half per light. If I had to guess, again, you know, we take forever because we got to set up lights and we have to get all these different shots, but not, it's not that bad, man.
All right, good. So we'll see that on Motors TV, motors.tv, on all the over 100 million homes Motors TV is on in. You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back with more of Chris Duke and Muffy Bennett and Joe Petrelli and me, Alan Taylor, right here on The Drive. Stay with us. Listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition and showroom in Scottsdale, Arizona. Where, if you were to go there or call there, you could probably talk to a lady named Muffy Bennett, who is the person that can help you sell your collector car. If you're not into the auction thing, it scares you too much, which... some people, you know, they're tender with their babies.
Yeah, it's not suited to everybody.
No.
That's why this business model was created.
Yeah,
for those
exactly.
folks who are not too keen.
And also here is Joe Petrelia, who has RPM, Rare Performance Motor Cars, like some really fast, powerful machines, like the Morris Minor he sold today. What is that, 75 horsepower?
No, probably closer to about 60.
On the line with
us. On a good day.
Chris Duke, and he is Motors TV, MORTRZ TV. You can find it. Chris, where can people find your show? I know you're on so many different networks. Give us an example.
Well, online, we're at YouTube, and those are the full episodes. A lot of TV shows just kind of show you previews of episodes, but on YouTube, you can watch full episodes of all 80 episodes that are currently out there. Our largest distribution on television is on a channel called U2 America, which is Time Warner Cable, Comcast, and a whole bunch of others, and some other ones. The Family Channel, Tough TV, Auto Channel, Untamed Sports TV, and if you're up in Canada, Coast to Coast on the Rural Channel. Biz TV is another one. All over.
My goodness gracious. So Chris and I are starting to work together more. You're going to hear him on my show. He'll be talking about upgrading vehicles here. And every now and then you may see me on his show, showing you some cool stuff from places like Barrett Jackson. So, and you know, it's funny. It's like I was trying to get on Lords of the Car Hordes with Joe Petrelli here on Discovery Channel. And he gave me the big fat finger. What was that? How come you didn't get me on your show, Joe?
Well, you know, it wasn't my call.
I'm joking.
They just call me, I show up.
Anyway, so SEMA's coming up. Are you going to go to SEMA?
Yeah, I am. I am. You know, I haven't gone in a couple of years. I've just been tied up with other things and business and the TV thing. But I am going to SEMA this year. I'll be back here in a couple of weeks.
All right. And then, Muffy, I know Barrett Jackson's always there. Do you ever go?
I've been for the past couple of years, back when I used to do what Joe did, you know, buying, doing light restoration and then selling.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll make it out this year. The showroom's all encompassing of my time.
Well, so. We'll be talking about that here at the bottom of the hour about if you're thinking about selling a car, and you're just, you know, just it's the auction thing is it's like scary. I told Joe, I said, if I sold 20 cars here, I'd have to have 20 pairs of underwear with me, because every time I would, you know, I'd mess myself, as my mom said. Did you mess yourself? I'm like, no, I didn't, Mom. Anyway, I have to start asking her that at 85 years old. So, did you mess yourself, Mom? Anyway, Motors TV going to be? I know you're going to be at SEMA. What do you do at SEMA, Chris? I mean, that's like Mecca for you.
Yeah, well, you know, we look for new products to feature on the show. So we do a lot of walking around, and that's why, you know, these lights I was just talking about are so cool and innovative. You know, Joe does the restorations, you know, and what we do is we take late model vehicles, you know, pickup trucks, muscle cars, and Jeeps and things like that, and we take all the SEMA aftermarket products and we toss them on there, but we do it nicely. You know, we do it in a way where these vehicles don't come out looking gaudy. They look really clean. Brian and I do a really good job at, you know, making sure that these vehicles that we put together come out looking, you know, nice, not overdone. And so looking at products.
All right. By the way, supercharger. The next coming up episode will be an installation of a supercharger on a 2014 Jeep Wrangler Sahara four-door jacked up beautiful red truck. V6 in that, and I can only imagine that a supercharger probably going to add, I don't know what, maybe 75 horsepower, maybe 100 horsepower. Have they given you specs on that yet? Or
I haven't heard. You know what? They just finished this kit, stuffed it in a box, and sent it to us. So I think we're one of the first to get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a big deal, because when you add big giant wheels and tires, it really starts to work at the horsepower.
Pulls some the power of these, down. Yeah. You need a little boost, you know, to make up for all that.
Well,
stuff.
Well, and they come. Some of them come out of the box a little bit anemic. I mean, you have an off-road vehicle, and if you have an off-road vehicle, I think the mindset of today's off-roaders is tread lightly. I mean, because, you know, if you want to go out there, you want to preserve your equipment. And if you buy a brand new $40,000 machine, you're not going to go out there and go thrash it. That's what the guys do with their, you know, purpose
rock
built
crawlers and stuff like that.
So you want to have, you know, a vehicle that you tread lightly with. And but you, when you're on the streets, so if I could just show you what Gary Bennett is doing right now from Barrett Jackson, I won't do that. But anyway, a supercharger on a Jeep, that'll be a great episode of Motors TV. You can find it motors.tv. And Chris, I want to just thank you for being on with us and for being involved with us, because so much the aftermarket is a part of everyday life for the car guy, whether you have new cars or old cars. And everybody, you can see, if you want to learn how to rebuild an engine, he's got some 2.5 million views of his series of how to rebuild a Chevy V8 engine. And the guy does a really thorough job. Chris Duke, everybody. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Alan, and good talking to you again, Joe.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Take care, Chris.
Ex-neighbors.
Right, see you at SEMA, a couple weeks.
Ex-neighbors. All right, we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Muffy Bennett and Joe Petrella about the best way, the only way to sell your car, through Barrett Jackson. If you've got a very high-dollar collector car, these guys, they have the creds to help you make sure you get the most money and don't make a mistake and just give it away. Or maybe don't pay too much for something somebody else has. Barrett Jackson, Barrett-Jackson.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive at Barrett Jackson. We'll be right back.